You have something to add, Mr. Lang?
No.
And that concludes our old business. Our next item is the other business. Our first item is Cannon Mill Court Preliminary Multifamily Site Plan on US Route 13 and US Route 13A.
On that last one, Orway, who made the second?
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Burton abstained.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let the record show Mr. Burton abstained.
Mr. Chairman, this is a preliminary multifamily site plan for 10 units located on 2.83 acres. Site is in C1 general commercial. It's located between US Route 13 and Route 13A. Ingress and egress to the site is off of Route 13A. There is no direct access to US Route 13. The 10 units are proposed in two buildings. One building contains 4 units and the other contains 6. The density is 3.53 units per acre. Setbacks, building lengths, separation distances meet the requirements of the zoning code. 30 parking spaces are provided. There are 9 spaces within the front yard setback along Route 13A. And they are subject to site plan review. Each of the 10 units contains an attached garage, on-site wells, and a community septic system are proposed. The wetlands have been delineated, and the engineer has provided a 25-foot buffer from the wetlands. And if preliminary approval is granted, final approval will be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Ask a question.
What's that?
On the, I see the notation that there's a highway overlay zone applying along the Route 13 frontage. It looks also like there's a lot of paving and driveway in that area. Are they going to be able to make the landscaping requirements for that area that is parking and driveway, or rather driveway?
I didn't think the landscaping was required if it was a residential.
Okay. I don't know that I know the difference. It may not be required. I don't know.
Hey, Bob, what's this?
It's up toward the north end, almost where they come together, where Callaway Fornell Moore, I think.
Okay.
What you had there, please.
Right. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
See, they're talking about a 25-foot setback from wetlands. Is that in accordance with what the commission's been approving of late with setbacks?
Not state.
Or is this a...
It's federal wetlands.
It's federal wetlands. It's a state.
Yeah, I did. They're on the other side of the street, too.
That's what I was getting at, because it's not exempt.
The
existing homes would be exempt, but yeah.
Well, they own all that.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Abbott and I, in response to Mr. Johnson's question, we're looking at the code and the exemptions, I guess, specifically. And I don't see where exempts out new residential and multifamily uses. I guess it was Mr. counts as wetland buffer.
Well, the overlay zone setbacks of 60 feet, the buildings are back 60 feet, mm-hmm. but there's
correct
circulation space and so on in that.
Now, the spacing, for example, there's spacing between the entrances to the parking areas that could be landscaped that might allow compliance, it, depending on how they laid out the trees and what they, not having a landscaping plan, it's hard to tell, but they may be able to show compliance by creatively
right.
placing the landscaping.
Well, that could be a condition of approval too.
All right, yeah, conceptual maybe, and make them come back with.
Yeah, make come back with the whole thing, prove it as a concept.
Right.
Is there no parking in the front of the buildings?
Well, there's no
garages. But
yeah, they've got garages and driveways. That's where they're gonna what they're calling their parking. There are a few spaces shown. Western property line.
I would tend to agree with Mr. Kautz. It seems like it's probably doable. We just need additional information.
Well, it could be approved as a concept and then have them bring it back again.
This is south of Duke Lumber.
Oh, it's south of Duke Lumber. Oh, I thought it was up north, further north.
No, south of Duke Lumber. It says Sussex Lumber. That's the old Sussex Lumber.
Yeah.
The
okay.
old red.
Yeah.
No, this would be the White House.
Yeah, it's a big, yeah.
This would be the White House.
Okay.
No, it's just a White House there, right next to Duke's
okay.
Lumber.
Yeah.
Where the storage yard side of Duke's Lumber.
Right, okay.
Well, let me look. Have they seen the landscaping? There's some of the drawings.
They have a drainage plan, but it doesn't show the landscaping.
So just the concept and
yeah.
bring it back with a
yeah, let's just bring it back with the additional landscape information for final approval.
He shows landscaping on the little colored sketch on the
yeah,
front page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really the scale.
Is mom want to say something about it?
Yeah, come on up here. We don't normally do this, but you're having way too much fun back there, so. Yeah, we need you to tell us who you are, and the floor is yours.
My name is Doug Warner from Element. We're the designers for this particular site. And I was just, I couldn't quite hear the question relative to.
There's landscaping requirements as part of the overlay district.
Okay.
What we have in front of us shows driveway access to the parking within the units in the same area where the landscaping is supposed to be, but not having a landscaping plan, we don't know if you meet the requirements of the ordinance or not.
Okay.
So what you need to do is submit something that shows you're in compliance with the ordinance with regard to the landscaping of the buffer.
Okay. My interpretation, I may be incorrect, is that 20 feet closest to Route 13 was the landscape buffer, with the additional 40 feet being the setback, so that the total building setback was 60. Could be wrong, but that's the way we approach the interpretation here.
Yeah, what you'll have to do is look at section 194.1 that deals with the highway corridor overlay zone. But either way, it's reading that ordinance, you need to come back in with a landscape plan showing. In there. So that's what I did. It get seconded and voted on?
We never made a motion.
No, a motion's not been made yet.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily show that you're not in compliance,
right.
but it doesn't show that you are in compliance.
Okay.
Which raises the question.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve. Let me find it here. Which one is it? Oh, approve Cannon Mill Court as a conception with the applicant bringing in a landscape plan showing all landscaping. Is that what we need?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve Cannon Mill Court as a concept with the requirement that a landscape plan be submitted for the commission's approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next item.